Anyhow, we were talking about the American Beauty berry, that those berries are really good mosquito repellent. And then he asked me a question I didn't know. And he said, can you eat the berries? Because they look delicious.
You say, and yes, son, if you can chew them, you can eat them.
Okay.
And no, be careful here.
What?
Jerry's being literal.
Have you not seen my pictures on Plant Answer with my child eating poisonous plants?
Well,
my little baby grandson.
You'd be the one to consult on that because you'd have your grandkids chew
absolutely
on that stuff out.
I mean, that little devil, you can put a poisonous plant in his mouth and he spit it out faster than you can. You put something like a mint or something that the guy can eat. How's it going? Then he doesn't spit it out. I mean, children know this kind of stuff. I don't know when the best flavor would be. I imagine it would be in the fall, you know, when they turn color, just like any other ripe fruit. And the birds eat them, and it doesn't hurt them.
Yeah, well, birds
eat. They do mistletoe, too.
Yeah, they eat mistletoe.
Do they eat mistletoe?
Yeah, say they love mistletoe, birds do.
I thought it got on their feet or something.
No, they'll eat the berries.
Let me ask you another little American
Beauty berry, yeah, I don't, you can go, there's a nice website if you go to.
It's not accurate, but it's nice.
Yeah, and it's, I don't remember Beauty berry being. Certainly not on the most toxic list, and I suspect it's pretty neutral.
I tell you what, if you
probably, you know, as well as it works for mosquitoes, it probably wouldn't hurt you a bit.
If you write us a question to that, because I may forget by the time I get home on Plant Answers, Forrest Appleton got several sites that he goes to look up, poisonous plant, and basically all we'll tell you is whether or not it's on that list. Now, whether or not it's, you know, it may be poisonous and not on the list. So that's why we had to take our edible plant thing off of there.
Yeah.
Until I put it on with my child, to my grandson again. And at the very bottom, we say, that we don't take any responsibility.
Jerry has a list of things that he thinks are not at all toxic, and he's testing with his grandchild. As soon as he gets three or four more grandchildren, he's going to expand the list,
Yeah.
He can afford to take a little more chance with
this. I use a regularly recommended list, and at the very bottom, I put in caps. We do not know about plants that are not on this list.
Do not try this at home.
Yeah. Yeah. Unless you've got a
professional.
This child is a trained professional.
Yeah. Have you seen those pictures, Dan?
I'm going to have to go check those out.
Oh, they're cute. Where have I got those listed?
And go look on that list for yourself, too, Delph. So that,
is it under?
Did you have them tried the Ilex vomitoria?
Edible plants?
Yeah, at best, it's, as many as we had in East Texas, nobody ever talked about it, that being a desirable thing to eat. So
yeah, you could do a search for Cody, C-O-D-Y.
All right.
And it should find it.
Thanks, Delph.
Can I ask one more little thing about beautyberry?
You bet.
Yeah.
Okay, there is a bunch of these. I mean, the plant looks like an American beautyberry. It's just that the berries, as they, they're green when they're immature, and then as they get riper, instead of being the purplish color, they're more of a reddish color. A bunch of these that I've seen out growing around wild and creek bottoms and miscellaneous places. Are those possibly a beautyberry? Is that something that's native?
Yeah, yeah. Greg Grant and I were, he was in town for a nursing meeting, and we were talking about a beauty berry that I fell in love with. I saw over at the botanical garden, it was next to my beds over there that I used, and what got my attention was it was solid berries. I mean, all up and down the limb. So I go up and ask Coxon where they come from, and they thought it was Mr. Moy's. Mr. Moore said it wasn't his, and then they thought that maybe Lynn Lowry, who's a great plant explorer, brought in. And Greg says that there is a, you've mentioned there's a lot in East Texas, right?
Yeah.
There's a beauty bear over there, but there's a different species or a different selection in Mexico. And he thinks that's some kind of a hybrid between that. And
the reason
everybody was carrying on with me about it is because it's maroon. The bears are maroon. And he says either the one in East Texas, actually the bears are almost black. Is that right? Or what color? Are they red?
There's quite a color variation.
Are they light red or?
No, I think they're mostly
black.
Bluish.
Okay,
but a lot of
bluish, light bluish.
Yeah,
and these are maroon, which is dark. And he thinks that's a kind of a cross or selection from the Mexican with the one in this area. But what you're seeing is beauty bear, and I didn't think. We look at them for marketability, and I didn't think the thing would sell because, really it's only attractive in fall when it has those big clumps of berries on there. And of course, they're good for birds and wildlife. I don't know if the deer will eat them or not. Will the deer eat them, Dev, or do you know?
I really don't know. I haven't had trouble with mine being munched on, and where this particular creek bottom where I saw these growing, I mean, these things are thriving, gorgeous, and beautiful now. And
absolutely.
They're as dry as it's been.
Yeah, that, and there seem to be a drought-tolerant plant. But Charles Bartlett is the one that called it to my attention. He said, we can sell those with the bloom. You know, they have it's not a spectacular bloom, it's a small bloom, but the butterflies and hummingbirds love them. And it seems that people know them. You know, if you put beauty bear on there, and it's got a bloom on there, people know them.
Yeah.
So in fact, I gave Greg some of these to take back to look at them. Have you got any beauty bears?
I've got one is all, it has about the same drought tolerance as a flower bush. So you know.
Well, good Lord, that's pretty dry.
Yeah,
tough.
But I still have.
But
the
what color
water.
Are the bears?
It's more the kind of maroon.
Is it big bear? Did you get it from me?
No, I got it from the nursery. And,
okay.
I'll have to give you some relatively small berries.
I'll have to get. Well, these are impressive. I mean, they look like little golf balls on there.
Wow.
Full of berries.
Huh.
So I'll have to get you some of these, and we'll have to see if the deer will eat them. But we're looking at that as a Texas superstar, mainly because of this drought condition. And now that I know. That I think we can sell them in bloom in spring if we have a
label. That is funny that people do. You're right. They find them attractive. They like the plant, and you say, well, they're not really attractive right now. And people say, well, I just love beautyberry.
That's right.
Yeah.
And we sent some to the sales, GVSD sales. Sold every one of them. Every one of them. And see, they're easy to propagate. Wouldn't be any problem propagating them. So that's on the agenda to look at that plant.
What else, Deb?
Well, where I first fell in love with them, I can't remember. It was some outrageously hot day down at Fiesta, Texas, and we were waiting to get on a ride, and there was a whole bunch of them they had planted along the area that you were waiting in, and so you got to have some quality time to spend with them.
Yeah.
And they were just knockouts.
Were they blooming or had the bears on them?
They had a bunch of berries on them. It was on towards fall, and they were loaded with berries.
When they have those berries, there's nothing that can beat them.
Oh, they're gorgeous.
Well, now, what we need, if you don't mind, is go ahead and encourage your child to eat some berries. I'd say starting when they first develop color, and then if you can, get him to eat some later on when they're fully mature, and kind of watch him for a few days and see how he
does. We can be like...
How old is he?
Nine.
9 years old. Yeah.
And that's they start to be not as likable as they are either.
Yeah, so. If he gets picky after the first meltdown, I'll have to bring in my grandson. He's only two, he'll be about two, so he'll be ready to go for some.
Thanks, Dale.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
Bye. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Do you notice that the berries seem to stay on there longer? I mean, the birds do get them, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
But don't they stay on longer than, say, I assume it's the wax wings that get them, but don't they seem to stay on longer than things like possum haw and all the other berry plants, pyracantha and all those other berry plants?
Sometimes.
Seems like they stay on longer.
But I think they're in that same league. They're much more palatable after some cool weather comes.
Oh, okay.
But
maybe we shouldn't let the kid try them until they've got a chance to develop a little sugar sweetness.
We get mush.
And we can bring some for Milton.
What? Not again.
See, they got a... I tell you where the biggest one that we got at Botanica Garden is up there by those water saver cabins.
Uh-huh.
Very last one on the right side of the water saver cabin. And, man, I went up there and took some pictures last year with that beauty berry in there, and there was Esperanza blooming, and, you know, it's nice in the landscape. Hmm. And they moved it up there from where I first saw it, moved a big bush up there. And it does well up there.